This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everybody, to what should we call this? This is a postscript to the episode that was released the day of our recording of this episode, and I'm assuming we're probably going to release this episode pretty immediately as well.
Yeah.
So last night, you and Travis recorded kind of in response to this big Valiant news. I wasn't able to join you guys last night. I was sick. You were sick. You were actually supposed to record the night before with Duan from the Collecting Valiant podcast, but you were sick. So we've had several sick delays this week. But we're here. I wanted to get my thoughts in, especially I took the time today to listen to you and Travis, what you recorded last night. And if anybody knows me, they know that I rarely, if ever, listen to podcasts with that are done by anybody I know, because I talk to you guys. I don't want to listen to you. I want to talk to you, you know?
Yes.
So I actually enjoyed listening to it. I think it was actually good that I wasn't on, because the perspective that you were giving on it was the same that I would have been giving in that circumstance. So I think we would have just drowned out Travis. And I think one thing we've learned doing this podcast, you and I, is sometimes it's cathartic for people to hear how it sounds when they're just, you know, letting it all out without thinking about, you know, really what they're saying, which, honestly, like, I think Travis really well represented that response to the Valiant news, the just emotional, immediate, response.
Yep.
So I have a lot of thoughts that I want to share. I don't think we have a lot of time because we're squeezing this in. I have to get this done so I can go cook dinner for my son, and you just got home from work, and I'm assuming you have other things to do as well. So I say we just get rolling. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to take my customary sip of polar water.
What a nerd.
Oh, those bubbles are so good on my sore throat, though. Watermelon seltzer water.
Yeah, I'm drinking gin and tonic so I can sweat out this crap.
All right, so let's get to some of my first observations. First of all, you made a comment about people being uber upset, something to that effect.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just amazing how many things Uber's doing nowadays. I mean, they have Uber Eats. Like, you know, Uber started as, like, you know, you get a ride from somebody. Right now they have Uber Eats. Now people need it to be so convenient to be upset that they can just, like, you know, put in an Uber upset order and they get a reason to be pissed and deliver it to their door. It's amazing. So right off the bat, wanted to share that, cause I thought that was pretty great.
Paul with the dad jokes.
I took some notes, but I kind of jumped all over the place. So
wait. Breaking news. You listened to a podcast and you took notes.
I took notes, but yeah, they're all over the place. So why don't I start with kind of my core thought with this? Like, once I processed it, I kind of thought about there's sort of three different ways to feel about this. And I think that, if you really think about it on either side, you would find yourself a little more in the middle. But there's kind of three different camps here. There's the I love Dinesh and screw everything else camp. Those are the people that are just absolutely upset and don't want to hear anything else. There's the all I care about is comics, so they're producing comics. If they're good, I'll read them camp that has no emotional attachment. And then there's one kind of in the middle that I would say, you know, if you're passionate about Valiant, if you're upset that Dinesh is gone, if you lose sight of the fact that Valiant is still populated by so many other people that we love, you know, the creators and the other people who have been involved, which I know you guys mentioned that a lot on the show yesterday, mm-hmm. But you know, like listening to a lot of the comments or arguments that I've heard, especially a lot of, yeah, I mean, Travis represented a lot of what I've been seeing or hearing. If your response is just F Valiant, F DMG, I'm done with this. Dude, what about everybody else? You know, Louis LaRosa, Miko Suyan, Josh Dysart posted the most touching thing I've seen that really kind of helped me settle on how I feel. And ultimately how I feel is kind of unsure. But he, you know, he posted something, he told a story about Dinesh. He posted it on Facebook. I don't know if you still actually have a Facebook account, but if you do, I would go on there to actually just look at Dysart's post. And it was much more heartfelt. Like he said he's all in on Dinesh. So like he's upset. He wants to know how Dinesh got treated in the deal, but like he's in works with Valiant for something, and he, you know, he like has all those other people to think about too that are there working there. So, you know, I think like you can be really, really passionate about Dinesh, but is Dinesh why you're reading these books? No, like nobody's reading these books because they went, oh, Dinesh Shamdasani is doing something. I'm going to follow that. Now going forward, if he does something else, people may actually do that. But going into this, nobody said, oh, I'm a Dinesh fan. He's doing Valiant Comics now. I'm going to read those. We grew to love Dinesh through Valiant Comics and because of what he did and because of what he brought to it. So, you know, I think people that are going a little too strong that way need to think a little bit more about the bigger picture of what they love and why they're reading it. People who just care about the comics. Now, some people are just going to. Some people, like, they might read some Valiant Comics because they read comics and they aren't the big Valiant fan, you know? They couldn't care less about the bigger picture or the company as a whole. Or, I mean, how many comics do you read that you don't really give a damn about the company or the creators or anything? You came across this comic and you started reading it and you liked it, right?
Yep.
Like, everybody has that, no matter how big of a comic fan you are. And I think that even if you know, you're kind of in that category, if you care at all about Valiant, you can feel the emotional side of it, you know, the change of things. So people who are representing too hard on the, like, you know, shut up and read the comic side kind of need to chill the fuck off there too a little bit. I believe you saw that I was arguing with Aaron on Twitter. That was so enjoyable. Oh man, he was such an easy mark for that. But yeah, he was being a little too obtuse about how other people feel, and I think it's way too easy to be like, just shut up and see what happens, you know? And when this news broke, like, I felt kind of upset about things, but not the same way that a lot of people have represented being upset. For me, like, I'm already at a transitional point with a lot of things, and like, I'm at a point where I'm really questioning everything that takes any of my time. Any of my, you know, any of my faculties, any of my money, like anything that I'm devoting part of myself to. And I'm really thinking about, are these things worth it to me as a person? And what are they going to mean to me in, you know, like in the bigger scope of things? There are a lot of things that can be good things that can still be a negative in your life because they actually can take time away from better things or more important things that are also good. So like I've been thinking about that a lot. I've been thinking about, like, you know, how important is Valiant to me? How important is podcasting to me? How important is this podcast to me? And ultimately, like, when it boils down to it, I don't put a lot of time into this podcast. So the cost versus reward ratio, even if I'm just kind of apathetic about Valiant at the moment, which I wouldn't really exactly say that's where I am, the podcast is still something I enjoy, and I only spend like an hour or so a week on it, you know? So, I mean, it's You always kind of have to analyze everything. So I was already kind of in that point, and I was like, I'm not keeping up with anything as it's new anymore. You know, I'm reading trades. I totally changed my approach to comics because I don't have the time and money to devote to these things without detracting from things that are important to me. Mm-hmm. So like me as a comic fan, like I'm not buying new comics. I'm not going to. And for me, buying new comics is damaging because it's a waste of my financial resources, and I wouldn't say a waste. It's taxing on my financial resources. It's taxing on my time. And I have more important things that those two things need to be dedicated to. So I was already in a place where I was like, you know, like the only way I'm keeping up with Valiant anyways is through the digital previews, but it still takes that investment, you know? And so I was in an unsure place, but then getting the news is like, you know, well, I wanted to decide to be the one to leave. I don't want you to decide to leave me, you know? So I was kind of like in this place, like, I don't know how to feel right now. Like, is this just like, well, that decided for me? Or is this like, no, I don't want you to go. And it's not even like anything is necessarily gone, but the game changed, you know?
Well, and here's the thing. And I'm pretty sure I mentioned this on the episode last night, is that like you were pretty upset when the news came out. Like I was upset when I first heard it, but the thing is, like I mentioned in the podcast, I was talking to Dinesh when the news broke. So I was already getting some information behind the scenes before it actually came out. And as a result, it deadened the impact a little bit for me.
I was at work too. So I heard the news and then I had to, like, I was kind of sitting there mentally processing it while working. So it's not like I could really like fully devote myself to it. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the reason why I kept on sending you messages is I was like, as thoughts would come into my head, I would kick them out to somebody. And if you noticed, I was sending you private messages. I wasn't sending group messages.
Well, but let's be serious. I mean, like you were kind of upset Although the way that you express some of those things sometimes, it almost feels like you, let's be real, Paul. You embellish a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I do on the pod. And I certainly did too in a lot of the messages that I sent you. I was overstating my opinion. A lot of times you get a better response. You know, if you're trying to think something out or decide how you feel about something, if you overstate it to somebody in a, you know, it's not so good in a public setting, but like in a confined setting like that, if I overstate my opinion to you, if you confirm it, then I'm like, ooh, you know, that like...
Right, yes.
It really is going that way. If you deny it, it gives me pushback, so it gives me stuff to think about, you know?
Yep. And, I mean, there's been a lot of talk behind the scenes too, right? So I've seen conversations between creators, both online and privately. Matter of fact, I want to read one of Dysart's tweets. But I know some of these guys were chatting privately on Facebook Messenger. And I'm not going to name names because it doesn't matter. But some are a little concerned because the thing is they weren't told, right? But then again, like nobody was told. Although you would think with a move of this size that you would want to prep your team and say, hey guys, like, we're about to make this announcement in a couple of days.
The reality of things is that's not how things work.
Absolutely. That's not how business works.
In sports news, Alex Smith just got traded to the Redskins. The guy who got traded for Alex Smith, along with other things, found out on Twitter. Like, that stuff happens. You know what I mean? Yeah. It could be a little bit, half-assed job on the part of management. Mm-hmm. But the world doesn't work that way. Like, you can't always tell people what's happening. A lot of times it has to happen before you can say anything.
Well, and I think that Lewis had one of the best replies to the whole thing, Lewis DeRosa. He said, like, crushed about the Nesh, but Warren still editor-in-chief is a good thing. And I think that's kind of the key, right? That's something that I tried to push on Travis last night. And I hope from the response that I've seen so far, and I'm going to talk about the response in a little bit, but from the response that I've heard so far about the episode, I think after listening to the episode, there are people that feel better because exactly that, right? Like, yeah, sure, Dinesh is not there and Dinesh started the company and Dinesh put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it. And the way he was treated is shitty and it sucks. But at the same time, like, this is a company. This is business. And the fact that they still see Warren as an asset and are leaving Warren in charge of the editorial is a great thing. Because, you know, I was listening to Collecting Valiant this morning. And I hadn't before we recorded last night, but I heard it this morning. And they were bringing up some of the things the creators were saying. And I think that's one of the things that is key here is that a lot of these guys work for Valiant because of Warren. And if it wasn't for Warren, they wouldn't be there, right? Like Lewis left his job as a school teacher to work for Valiant because of Warren.
Yeah. Josh Dysart too. He said something on Facebook, he shared a story of like how he came to Valiant and, after the success of Unknown Soldier, he said, and I may be misquoting this to some extent, this is all just off the top of my head, but you could look on Facebook and find it. He was having trouble finding consistent work after Unknown Soldier. He ended up getting the gig at Valiant because he needed a job. Mm-hmm. But then when he started working with those guys is when he got just all in on it. A lot of the creator responses have really, really meant a lot to me. And it really goes to confirm my response once I thought it out a little bit of like, I can be upset about Dinesh leaving, but if my response is to say, well, screw Valiant because I want to spurn DMG. Well, I'm saying that to Warren, to Josh Dysart. I'm saying that to Luis LaRosa. I'm saying that to Miko. I'm saying that to everybody that's still there working. The thing is like, where else is Luis doing work? Where else is Miko doing work? You know, where else is Warren doing work? They're Valiant. They don't, I don't see them doing anything anywhere else. You know, they could go find another job potentially, but what if we all say screw Valiant? Valiant cuts the comics and then these guys don't have a job in comics.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Going too much in one direction. That's just, it's dangerous. And it makes me think of, and this is obviously a more real world or a real life example that isn't necessarily fair to compare, but it's like, If you get divorced and you hate your ex-husband, wife, whatever so much that you do everything you can to hurt them, but you have kids, you trample your kids in the process. You know, if you care about your kids and put them first, you're going to have a lot of forgiveness for the other side that hurts you. So the spouse that you hate would be DMG. But the kids would be the, like, everybody that's still there, you know, creating it Valiant. You know, if all you want to do is hurt DMG, you trample a lot of people you care about. Yep. So that's, you know, anybody who's overreacting to it, like, you really need to slow down and think about it. If you don't want to anymore, that's fine. You know, I mean, there are going to be some people that, like, they loved Dinesh so much that maybe they are done, you know? And some, you know, a lot of times people have to question that. Like, I mean, how many people are fans of a sports team that got rid of the player that they love so much just in a bad way, and then they question their loyalty to that team? You know, I mean, it happens in every walk, you know, and in anything that you are a fan of something, that you love something, there can still be something that makes you question that. Because you can be a fan of Valiant, but you grow this love for Dinesh and what he does to the point where it can make you question what matters more at some point, you know. But some of the stuff, let me just kind of look through my notes here a little bit, because I don't necessarily want to debate any of the points made, because you did a fine job of debating the points that that Travis was making that were perhaps, you know, a little too colored by anger.
But before you continue, I want to say, because I talked to Travis afterwards last night to make sure he understood that I was in no way attacking anything he said. Because, like, you and I have been doing the podcast for years, right? So if we disagree on something and we get heated on the podcast, we know that it's just because it needs to be discussed, right? And with Travis having hopped on this podcast very recently, I didn't want him to feel that. So he and I did very briefly talk about that afterwards. But to your point, when we first started, I do feel that Travis's points last night did go a long way to express what a lot of fans are feeling, and in particular over the first 24 hours.
Yeah, and to your point, you know, I want to make sure Travis knows that anything I say isn't a response to him, but it's kind of looking at how his, you know, comments or thoughts or whatever do represent that bigger picture, and how those things can be, you know, people need to stop and think about them a little bit, because they can, it's really easy to get on a slippery slope of I'm mad about this, and you start to lose sight of what you're really talking about. So these definitely, like, you know, nothing I say here is aimed at Travis. He clearly was reacting from emotion, which a lot of people were. So he's a good representative of that, which is good to have. One thing, and these are totally out of order too. Like, I was listening in the car to half the podcast, then at home for half of it, and I started taking notes and trying to remember what I was thinking. Unfair expectations from Warren, Hunter, like anybody involved in Valiant, saying why weren't they out there saying something? Are you serious? Like, you need to chill out on that, thinking that they owe you an explanation right now. Their lives just got thrown into upheaval, so just chill out there. They'll say something when they're ready, but these are their jobs and their livelihood. If, you know, if at your job shit got thrown into turmoil and you weren't out there tweeting people about it when you could lose your job if you say the wrong thing, like, seriously, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like, get over that right now. They're not going to say anything until they feel comfortable saying something, whether they feel positive or they feel negative. It doesn't matter. Like, so chill on that pressure of, well, they owe us. Fuck that. It's their job. It's their lives. If you don't like it, then just shut the fuck up. A lot of his comments, and this is something that, like, I've said this a lot about VH1 and about Shooter. Like, there was a lot of, well, not about him, but about people's responses, I should say, to him and to VH1. There's a lot of rose-colored glasses with stuff. Like, Shooter was not there that long, and what he did was pretty awesome, you know. And actually, Travis had a great comment about, like, his passion for Gold Key, I think, is relatable to Dinesh's passion for VH1. You know, he brought something back that he loved and did something good with it.
You know what's funny? I started thinking about that last night after we got done, because everyone's always talking about Shooter. And I kind of brought this up last night because he wasn't there long before the quality started to fade. And, you know, people keep pointing at the Acclaim stuff, but that was years after Shooter left.
Huge gap of time.
Right? And here's the thing. Shooter was there before Valiant launched as a cohesive universe. Okay. As its own universe. Valiant was around for like almost 4 years before that was a thing, right? And granted, they were doing shit nobody cares about, like Cheezosaurus Rex. But they were around for years before we got what is known as VH1.
Yeah. So even just so looking at VH1, I mean, how many years? Maybe a couple of years that Shooter was there, and the first part of that, there were big gaps in publication too. Like Magnus, when it started, it wasn't coming out monthly. There was gaps of time in between issues, if I remember correctly. And if I'm wrong about that, I apologize. But I know that there was at least like Magnus was out for quite a while before even a second one started. He basically was there through Unity, and you know, there's a lot of pre-Unity VH1. So through Unity, like, stuff was really good, you know? Unity, if you look at all that it did and everything, it was really good. Like, I can point out things that I think are flaws with Unity, but especially for what it did at the time, it was, you know, it's one of those things, it's a lot easier to look back on something and say where, you know, where it missed, because now it's been done so much, you can see where they've, you know, somebody else has taken that and, you know, done something a little bit better, even if they've done other things a little bit worse. Mm-hmm. But man, Shooter had, if you look at the credits on everything, Shooter had every square inch of Valiant under his thumb. That ain't gonna last. That is not sustainable. Like, there's no way you can sustain that. Especially in a company that's expanding, which, you know, Valiant was expanding. You can't have freaking writing credits on every goddamn book. And Shooter did. You know, I mean, he had everything under his thumb. So what he created was pretty great, but, like, it wasn't a claim that ran Shooter out, you know? It was everybody else he was working with.
Mm-hmm.
So the comparisons there, like, it's not even the same. It's so rose-colored looking at how those things went. In my opinion, post-Unity, some books got better. Some books got worse. They expanded the lineup greatly. The more you expand, the more there's going to be a variance in quality. You know, by the time it was getting pretty deep in, man, they had a lot of different books coming out, and a lot of them were crappy. And the more you expand, the more crappy books you're going to have. So that's a, like, it's not fair to say, like, you know, Valiant went downhill after Shooter. Shooter left, and then Valiant continued, and it continued to grow. So it's going to change. And even if Shooter stayed there, like, the quality would change over time. And the more you expand, the more likely quality is going to fall in the areas, because you can't control everything. So a lot of those comparisons just they aren't fair. They're just pretty much ridiculous. A comment that he made about current Valiant was about how great Savage did, and you called him right out on that about the it didn't sell well, you know. And is like I loved Savage, you know. So as a fan, as an
I did too, yeah,
yeah. As an emotional response, we can look at stuff like that and be like, oh, that was great. That was a success. Well, we liked it. That doesn't mean it was a success. So, you know, the way we look at stuff, especially when we're like emotionally responding to some big change, like it, you know, a lot of things that we think were absolutely fantastic and successful weren't really that necessarily. Who knows what's going to keep coming as stuff comes. But I mean, if the creative that is there now is in the control that they're in now, then, you know, there's no reason to expect some sudden change in quality. A lot of comments like, I'll believe it when I see it. They should announce everything now. So like just giving absolutely no faith in all those other people that are there. Like Dinesh was the only one making stuff good. You can't tell me DMG hasn't had an effect on things ever since they've been an investor. So why do you think that just now that I would assume that they had the biggest ball in the court when they were the investor, even if they didn't have control of the company.
Yeah.
So right. Now they have control of the company. So obviously they have, you know, they can force whatever they want now, but you know that they had a lot of control and stuff. So I don't know. We do have to see what they do, but I mean, the negativity of like, they're not going to do shit and I won't believe it until I see it happen. You know, people for all that everybody loves Dinesh, there are people that are crying now about him leaving that were absolutely talking shit whenever they didn't like something that was done too, you know. It's like, and this isn't everybody, but a lot of people out there need to check themselves and be fucking genuine. Like if you were being genuine before, then you're a fucking liar now. And if you're being genuine now, you should have been less of an asshole before. You're not really helping out Dinesh when you're fucking cutting his throat at everything you don't like.
Right.
You don't like Faith. You know what? Shut the fuck up about it. How much did we say that shit? Guess what? You know, if you're bitching about Dinesh doing Faith for so long because you don't like it, well, problem solved. You don't have Dinesh to worry about doing Faith anymore now, do you? Obviously, I don't think people really feel that way about, you know, like, I don't know. People just, I've been saying that the whole time. Like, if you don't like something, just don't buy it and shut your fucking mouth about it. That's the thing I think that actually makes me mad about all this isn't that, well, I mean, obviously I'm mad about what happened to Dinesh, but all the people who everything along the way that they don't like, they just shit all over. They complain about it. They act like the world is ending. And now something happens and no, everything's been perfect up until now is like pretty much how they're playing it at this moment. And that shit just makes me mad. Another comment Travis made, and this would be something that would make everybody feel nice, but they should have just announced everything that's coming up now. Just once again, that's not a realistic expectation. Nobody tells you everything that's coming in the future. And a new company that takes over sure as hell isn't going to lay out, you know, a year's worth of plans. It's not realistic.
Well, and Valiant has never done that either under Dinesh. Aside from EXO, we have known nothing about the plans a year ahead of time.
Yeah. And EXO, we knew a lot about the plans, like at least close to a year in the future, like 9 months, basically, 9 issues were laid out pretty solidly.
Yep.
And how much have I heard people complain about it because the story's too boring because they know it's coming? So, you know, you don't want to know what's coming because it's boring, but you want to know everything that's coming. So that way you don't have to worry about what might or may not be coming. Blaming Disney for Marvel. How good was Marvel before Disney bought them? Like, I had plenty to complain about.
Yeah,
they
were bankrupt because nobody gave a shit.
And what about DC? DC's owned by Warner, right?
Yep. Well, and yeah. They've been owned by Warner for a longer time. I think Warner bought DC, I want to say in the like late 80s. It's been a long time.
Yeah. So is Warner ruining DC?
No.
Like, you know, you got to put something on the creators. You can't just say, well, you know, big company doesn't care. You know what? Every company that owns something cares about money. That's what happens. When something is successful, companies want to own them because they want to make money off of them. So Disney, in regards to Marvel, Warner, and in regards to DC, they want those things to make money.
Wait, and guess what makes money? The fucking movies.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I totally understand why this Dimmitt's guy wants to make movies because that's what makes money for Marvel and DC, not the comics.
And who do you think his press conference was for? Was his press conference a Valiant fans press conference?
Dude, the news came out on Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, this was not a press conference for Valiant fans. This was a press conference for the entertainment world because they're a company that has to answer for what they do, right? Mm-hmm. Does DMG have? Are they openly traded?
I don't know. I can check. I don't think so.
Okay, so yeah, I was going to say, if they're openly traded, they certainly have to answer for what they do. If they're not openly traded, then they need to tell people why people need to take notice of this. And they're not trying to make Valiant fans take notice. They're trying to make everybody else take notice. But, you know, looking at a lot of the comments that were made and taking them as... I mean, he basically said he's going to leave the comic... You know, the way the comics are going, he basically said, we're not planning on changing anything. We're going to leave it how it is. You know, we're not looking. All he said was, "We're not looking to expand."
Yeah, I saw a different quote on a sci-fi of all places, sci-fi.com. it was fans can expect more strong storytelling. By the way, terrible grammar, bro. Can expect more strong storytelling with a defined road to other platforms.
I think he means like continued strong.
Like, I know what he means.
Yeah,
but it's bad.
Not like stronger. Yeah, it is kind of bad. Yeah, I mean, the one thing I thought was interesting is him saying that he wants to tie the creators closer to the filmmaking process. I think that's something that should be interesting and possibly exciting. Like, this could actually kind of be a new thing in comic movies if the people creating the comics have more influence on the movie. So there it's, you know, will it end up being that the movies have more influence on the comics because they say they're doing this, but then the movies just go like, no, we're going to force you to do it this way because we want to do this and this and this to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about that Street Fighter, the movie podcast
yes.
that we listened to.
It was good.
So much of that. Oh, well, Hasbro wants to release this toy, so you're going to do all these things and you still need to have it done on time because they're launching those toys.
Yep. By the way, that it's the same story for He-Man. I don't know if you know that. Who did He-Man? Was that Hasbro or was it somebody else? And it doesn't matter. But they wanted to release this fucking series just to cash in on something else. There was something else going on at the time. And they're like, we need to imitate that. Let's do it. And they got Jim Shooter, who was editor-in-chief at Marvel at the time, to come up with all these plans, and that eventually became He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, so we'll see how all that stuff goes, but you know, construing every comment of, you know, comment as, I want to destroy comics. Fuck comics. I want movies. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to destroy instead. I don't know. Like that's how I feel like a lot of people are reacting, is just like, no matter what they say, they're, you know, that asshole, he said he's going to kill my fucking mom. He didn't say that. He said a comment about he wants to make movies. Like, seriously. Like, chill out. He didn't really address comics. He addressed movies, you mm-hmm. know, except the fact that he's not addressing you right now. A lot of the quotes that Travis referred to is, I feel like somebody said this. Well, I feel like they said this. You know, a lot of the reaction is to, I think somebody might have said this. Yeah, I mean, there's just so much information, but like, it's a lack of processing the information. So if you can't actually like go back to the quote that you're mad about, you should probably slow down and think about it and go find that quote again, because that'll give you a chance to process your thoughts a little bit. We were talking about this a little bit already, but like, when Shooter left, did Valiant fans stop buying Valiant?
Nope.
Everybody who's saying they're going to quit buying Valiant now that has bought all the issues of VH1, Travis, you should probably slow the fuck down.
Dude, people have been saying that since 2012, all right? Like, every month, there's a reason why somebody quits reading Valiant.
Yeah.
You know, some this people is have, not like, new.
We've known people who were all in and who quit on Valiant, and whatever, what does it matter? Like, they've moved on. Do you think they're, you know, sitting there crying because, you know, Valiant fans aren't calling them, begging them to come back? They moved on. You know, people move on from stuff. And I will say, so, you know, it's easy to be dismissive of people who are upset about this and who are, you know, overreacting to some extent, depending on the place that you're in. So, like, I'm in a place, like, I'm upset about what happened to Dinesh. And, like, I could potentially decide that, you know, I don't want to bother with Valiant anymore if they really screwed him over. Like, I don't know. It's not like I'm not intending to do that or anything, but there is the potential that I decide to react that way.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who are a lot more like, I've detached emotionally from a lot of things that I was very emotionally attached to with being a Valiant fan. We know that there's certainly a lot more of emotional attachment in Valiant fandom. I mean, look at how many friends we've made. We've started this podcast. We didn't know each other.
Sure.
I'm a 2-time defending champion of the Valiant Central Podcast Fantasy Football League.
Here we go.
I mean, like, I'm able to display my full greatness in fantasy football thanks to beating all you fucks.
But that's true though, right? Because now we've got this network and we've got, I don't know, 12 podcasts maybe. And
yeah,
everybody that we've met and that we chat with on a daily basis is we met through Valiant.
Yeah, it's totally true. Like, yes, you may have started a podcast at some point. You may have grown what you were doing. Like, the reason Nerdy Legion has expanded like it has is because of the people doing it, but you're the one who's always set up the infrastructure.
Sure.
And honestly, that infrastructure wouldn't have grown if it wasn't for you, because you're the one that continually put in the work to do it.
Oh, thanks,
you're making
Paul.
This.
See, Ronnie? Fuck you, Ronnie. Hashtag. Fuck you, bastard. Ronnie Barron.
What is he paying the host, bastard? but yeah, I mean, you've had people like helping along the way, but still, like, ultimately you're the one that has kept this going and kept it growing because you're willing to do the dirty work that some people don't know how to do and some people don't want to do. Like, I don't know how to do all the things that you do that have set up the structure for this. Could I learn? Yes, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I'm never going to. Like, I literally never will learn how to do all the things you've done to set this up.
Sure.
You know, could I learn how to at least post a podcast? Yes.
Maybe.
I probably won't do that either because I really don't want to. But, you know, but still, like, what it is now, it wouldn't have been this. And would you have continued to want to do it if you didn't have the people that you're doing it with? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, it all depends because you have to, like, find relationships and grow them somewhere. But it still is just all indicative of how amazing a love of something central has brought the right people together. Over the years, we've been Valiant fans. We've had people that we got pretty close to that we've gotten completely away from. You know, some people
yep.
kind of turned out to be creepy assholes.
Yep.
Other people, just different people, you know. Everybody's going to change and be different. Like, even at this point, there are friends in our group that we're friends with because of being Valiant fans who now I'm just their friend. And they really piss me off when it comes to Valiant because they're kind of dicks about it most of the time now because all they do is bitch about everything. And honestly, like, they're one of those people it's just like, shut the fuck up and stop reading it then. You know, just go away as far as Valiant. Like, stop it. Don't read Valiant anymore. I don't care. But they're still my friend. You know, other people, they could still be reading and loving Valiant, but I don't want to talk to them anymore. You know, all kinds of things happen, but it's, you know, people get emotionally invested. The collector side of thing, like, I understand, and this is part of the reason why I do have a little more detachment now, is I have that collecting personality, and I collected all of VH1. I was collecting Acclaim. I had at least a copy of every VEI released. I had a lot of variants, and I completely have gotten away from collecting in my life. You know, I own, like, maybe 20 individual comics now, and there are ones that are special to me for one reason or another. It's not like I own a run of anything. So because I've completely detached from that collecting side, I don't feel all those emotions like, you know, you have to go get it. You know, you feel like a part of something bigger because you're collecting. There's so much tied to it and so much emotion. I've seen a lot of different friends of ours react. Some of them who are crazy major collectors, cough, cough, Justin Ehart, who, you know, like not only buy every crazy thing, but buy it in triplicate, you know? Down to somebody like Travis who just reads it and buys it digitally, so there's no collecting value there. Just he wants to read it all. You know, so everybody has different reactions. Some people are saying, hey, just read the comics and see how it goes. Some people are getting upset about everything, but you know, ultimately, one of our listeners tweeted about the episode you guys did last night. My response was, I think I'll give a little more reason to be cautiously optimistic when I'm on. You know, I've addressed a lot of how I think people have responded in what we've talked about so far, but like ultimately, it's just all the things that you and I have always said on this podcast still apply. Read what you like and support it. If you don't like it, don't get it and don't read it. You know, trust in the people that you trust in. We didn't only trust in Dinesh. Trust in the creators that you like. Trust in Warren to be a good editor. If stuff continues to change and you don't like the product anymore, you know what? If you're trusting and going with the flow, it may still end up to the point where you do leave all of this behind, or it collapses. Who knows? But you're gonna make judgments based on what you like and what you don't like, and who you want to support and what you want to support, not on not getting your way. You know, I'm upset Dinesh is gone. If Dinesh does anything else, I'll support it regardless of what it is. Because it's Dinesh. Mm-hmm. If I end up not liking it, I'll stop supporting it at some point. But, you know, like, I don't buy monthly comics anymore, but if he started doing something publishing comics again, I would at least buy the first, you know, little bit of it to give it a shot and to give him some support. Because, you know, Dinesh, not only has he brought us all this stuff, but just like you said on the podcast, like, he's been so great to all the fans, and he's been great to you and I as a podcast and as individuals. In ways that nobody deserves to respect, nobody deserves to expect.
Yeah. Right.
From a company, from a creator, from a fellow fan. So, you know, I am upset about Dinesh not being there. But there's a lot of pieces to everything. And, you know, we got to make decisions based on all the pieces there. And the decision isn't going to be a black or white, this or that decision. So. Yeah, the whole time we've been doing this podcast and we've been talking about all the different things, and people have gotten upset about different things along the way. People have gotten more upset than this about little bullshit. And everybody needs to just, you know, chill a little bit and think about what really matters to them. And it's going to be different for everybody. You know, some people, it may matter enough that Dinesh is gone that they don't want to do this anymore. That's mm-hmm. cool, you know. But really think about it, because if you say fuck it and walk away, depending on how you approach that walking away, it could be hard to change your mind about it.
Right.
Maybe you just say fuck it and put it down for a while, you know? Don't go sell your whole collection. You know, don't go throw it out in the dumpster and burn it, you know?
Yeah, because when we have roller coasters and theme parks, they're going to be worth a shit ton of money, guys.
Yeah, you know, it's funny with all this too, because I've sold my whole collection. I have a few issues of things from Valiant, not very much at all. So everybody's talking about different things. Like, honestly, from a collecting standpoint, they're much more serious about the movies, which means that actually should potentially have a positive effect on the value of some issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, collectors should be intrigued.
I agree.
I don't know. A lot of stuff to process. I'm still processing it. I have a feeling that we will probably continue to talk about this quite a bit for a while.
I agree. We'll see where things go next. That's the thing, right? Like, so we recently switched to a bi-weekly thing because the amount of news has slowed down. Now this week we have two episodes for a special reason.
And we had one last week. So we've literally like went from cutting our episode production in half to tripling it.
But, I wonder how things will go moving forward, right? Because without Dinesh being there, who was constantly pushing these books, on people, and I think that's something that people really appreciated about Dinesh, is how much of a champion of the properties he was. Now it almost seems already like we're going to what most publishers do, where they don't have personal interactions with their fans. And as a result, I wonder how much news we'll get. And you know what? If they're really focused on the movies that much, we might start getting twice the amount of news. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and one thing too is like you said that on the podcast you did with Travis as well, but Dinesh was one person that interacted with the fans. You know, Warren interacted with people. The creators, a lot of them interact with people a lot. Some people, I don't know if they're there anymore. Like, was it Josh who is like the social media guy?
Yeah. So Josh hasn't been the social media guy in a while. Josh was head of digital for Valiant, so he was in charge of like the Bat and the Son, the Ninja versus Valiant Universe stuff, and whatever other projects might be coming down the line. From my understanding, the only people that are gone from the company are Dinesh and Josh Johns. Josh apparently quit because of this whole thing. Everybody else, as of right now, is still there.
And what's funny with the Josh thing is I actually realized that on my own in the midst of all this happening, but before the news came out. I'm like, huh, I'll have to ask Martin about that. And then, of course, all the news hit, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, right now we intend for the podcast to be bi-weekly, depending on, you know, what keeps coming from this, we may decide to do it weekly, and, you know, until we, like, we're gonna do it how we feel to, like, we're sort of promising bi-weekly, but we may do more if we feel like it, just like this week, you know, we keep on whipping out episodes. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Ultimately, we need stuff to talk about, and, just talking about books isn't our thing, so if it's just the books coming out, bi-weekly is plenty.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, we'll see how things go from here with everything. One thing that we've gotten a lot less of it because a lot of the people that we talk to more regularly, it's like they continually become our friends and talk to us anyways, or they become involved in.
Yeah, you know, in quit like, becoming our friends.
Bastards. But, like we used to have a lot of conversations with people with questions about Valiant or things that they felt unsure about. And like, I don't feel like people talk to us the same way anymore. Probably just as stuff changes. I don't know if our lack of involvement in the big Facebook group might be part of that, but, anybody that listens to this, you know, if you have questions or thoughts or concerns, like I've noticed a couple of people that never really tweeted us before starting to tweet us a little bit more often, but tweet us and let us know what you think. You know, sometimes we might be able to answer a question. Sometimes we might be able to alleviate a concern. Sometimes we might be able to tell you you're being a dumbass when you're being a dumbass. Mm. I don't know. But, feel free to talk to us if you want to, especially, you know, just feeling unsure about everything. Sometimes just having somebody to say something to that's not just feeding the big group frenzy of angst and anguish is a lot more productive than, you know, just jumping in that big group and everybody either shitting on what's going on or telling everybody to shut up and they're stupid.
Yep. I agree. And I gotta say, I'm pretty sure I messaged you this last night. If it wasn't you, it was somebody else. Oh no, it was you. I said, after the episode comes out, I fully expect death threats to my inbox.
Yeah, then you tweeted them to send them to me.
Yeah, and then I tweeted when the episode comes out, send all death threats to At Who's Paul. But I gotta say, like I've gotten some responses back from people, both publicly and in my email, and I haven't had one death threat. Very shocked.
So, yeah, I actually expected something different listening to it when you led me off with that. Yeah, I mean, you know, people are upset, and a lot of times when people are upset, if you, you know, call them on when they're being unreasonable, more often than not, especially when you're not actually confronting them person to person, but, you know, like in a case like this where we can just be like, hey, this is kind of unreasonable, they're going to stop and think about it rather than escalating it at that point. So most people, I think this is, you know, listening to the one you did with Travis and listening to this, they're going to be able to chill out with some of the upset and, you know, think about details a little bit better. And, you know, ultimately everybody just needs to, you know, really realize, do what's right for you, what's going to make you happy. And, you know, it may be the case that you've really dedicated a ton of time and effort into Valiant and you don't feel the same anymore. And those are hard decisions to make. That's honestly a decision I've had to make specifically with Valiant, with other comics. You know, so sometimes it is a hard decision and it hurts. And when you combine it with news that you don't like, it, you know, just makes it all harder to process. So slow down and just give yourself a chance to process it. Nothing has to be finalized today. You don't have to, you know, if you don't burn your comics tonight, that doesn't mean that you don't love Dinesh. So,
yep, absolutely.
But the deadline is tomorrow. So if you don't burn them by tomorrow, then you clearly don't love Dinesh.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, I just want to, I don't want to reiterate stuff that I said last night again. But I do want to read a couple things that I thought, were interesting from people that are actually making these books. So the first one's from David Barron, colorist extraordinaire. To all the Valiant fans out there worried about the news, have faith and know now more than ever Valiant needs your support. Not because I know of radical change, but because this is the only way to keep the characters you love going. And I think that kind of goes a lot to that point, right? Talked about earlier. All right. Finally, we have to end with the man, the myth, the legend, the sanest person in all of comicsdom. And that's Joshua Dysart. Joshua Dysart says, actual human beings are more important than fictional characters. A lot of people we love are still employed by the company. But let's not forget, there's a forced push out of one person who had the vision and faith in these characters when no one would touch them. My issue is a larger one. Someone builds something from nothing, then big money, lazy and entitled, comes along and acts like building this thing was obvious all along. They push out the visionary. I don't really know yet. If Dinesh is treated fairly and he feels good about it, then I'm cool. If not, more profit over people, more of the kind of things that keeps from angling or for larger presence and fame. I'm loyal to Dinesh and Warren, not because of their ability to profit, but because they don't put profit before ideals and people. So I'll be very curious to see ethical intentions of new masters. I'm not out. I just want to hear Dinesh's off-the-record account. And he might come on this podcast. I'm trying to see I'm trying to see what he's allowed to say and isn't. But like I said, I did have a conversation with him, and I got some interesting insights. I think that's it. You want to wrap it up? Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Valiant Century Podcast. Episode 162. Paul's at Who's Paul. I'm at Geekvine. We are at Valiant_Central. NerdyLegion@gmail.com is the email address. NerdyLegion.com is the website. Check out all the other great podcasts, including, I would recommend, Collecting Valiant for their very interesting insight into this whole thing, where they also had Brian Wells on, longtime Valiant fan and close friend of Dinesh's. So you can check that out at nerdlegion.com/episodes/C as in Charlie, V as in Victor, -10. That's it. We'll be back next time. Have a good one.